Hello, I'm Kathy Davidson, and welcome to our women's meeting. We have a group of women here that's got some faith, and we are endeavoring to take the kingdom of God. Join us, use your faith, and let God minister to you today. Expect it. Expect God to minister to you. Let's open in prayer. My Heavenly Father, I thank you. My Heavenly Father, I thank you. Open our eyes that we can see. Open our ears that we can hear. Open our hearts like you did for Lydia, that we can attend unto the things which are spoken. Turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto you. Father, grant a spirit of grace on this meeting. A spirit of grace. Father, I thank you for a spirit of grace on this meeting. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to begin today with a testimony. Yesterday was an interesting day for me, and it was beautiful. A couple months ago, there's a friend of the family, a young man, a very troubled young man, and he ended up in an episode, a sad situation. And he ended up in jail. They sentenced him to, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years. Anyway, he ended up in prison for 18 months, I think it was. He was in there for two. And I had gone to the Lord about this young man because he came from a bad background. And he knows that he is not right. He said to somebody, a couple years ago, he said, I wish I'd have been the second born. He said, because I've got issues that the second one doesn't have. And I know it. Well, he ended up in prison. A week ago, I was talking to his grandmother, and I wanted to write him. And she said, Kathy, next week, for some reason, they have a court date that he's got to appear. And it quickened my faith. I thought, you know, the trial's already over. They'd already sentenced him. He was already in jail. Now they got a hearing. My ears quicken. God's moving. And I talked to her for a little bit, and she said, his lawyer says that there's no chance of him getting out. He's got too many priors, you know, blah, 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 blah. My faith was quickened. I started praying. His court date was yesterday. And I tell you what, I didn't call the judge. I didn't call his parole officer. Well, he doesn't have one. I didn't call his lawyer. I didn't call anybody. You know who I called? I called the judge of the whole earth. I called on the judge of the whole earth. And I said, you've got to do something. You've got to do something. Yesterday during worship and praise, if you only knew the value, the power in worship and praise. When we worship, it says in the Psalms that God inhabits our praises. Well, so does Jesus. And you can get to a point with your faith and praise that you are one on one, and you can talk, and you can talk in praise, and they hear you. And I knew yesterday when we were singing the name of Jesus, I think it was, I knew I had gotten their attention. I knew I had gotten, they knew I was there and they were listening. And I stated my case, you've got to do something. Well, this grandmother doesn't ever call me. I call her. Well, she called me when she said, Kathy, you won't believe it. Try me. They released him to his grandmother. They released him to his grandmother, a man with priors. This program goes into the jails. I know it. They listen to me in the jails. I get letters from them. You know what? There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. I have seen in more, I've seen in half a dozen cases that God has intervened and the judge of the whole earth came to their aid. And the things that were not expected happened. God moved. I've seen records expunged. I've seen them out of prison accidentally. I've seen parole officers lose things. I've seen it all. The judge of the whole earth is the last source. He's the one we appeal to. And I want to look at that judge right now. If you will go with me to Genesis 18. This is where we find out who the judge of the whole earth is. Genesis 8 thing. It begins in verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre. The Lord appeared unto Abraham. We know this is Jesus. How do we know that? Because God is a spirit. And if you look at God, you die. No man can see God and live. This is Jesus. It says, and he sat in the tent in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked. Lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw it, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the ground and said, my Lord, my Lord. This is Abraham. This is Abraham, the man of the promises, and he is bowing to this man. This man is Jesus. He says, my Lord, if now I find favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. And he fixes Abraham. I love this. You know what he fixes Jesus to eat? He fixes Jesus. He makes Jesus a really good steak. Jesus eats steak, folks. Jesus is not just a vegan. Jesus eats steak. All right, now, let's go to verse 16. And the man rose up from thence, the three men, and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation. Notice, Jesus is telling him, Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. And this is before Abraham had a child. God calls those things which be not as though they were. Here, without a child, Abraham was going to bless all the nations. Now, he says, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. And the Lord shall bring upon Abraham that which he spoken of him. And the Lord said, because this cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Abraham wouldn't let Jesus move. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. He is bargaining with the creator of everything. Everything was created by Jesus, Colossians 1. Everything seen and unseen was created by Jesus. And now here is Abraham bargaining. He said, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Notice, Abraham knows what he's about to do. He knows Jesus is going down there, checking it out, and then destroy the place. Abraham knew he had that ability. Do you know that the judge of the whole earth has the power to destroy? Did you know that? You ought to ask Lot. You ought to ask Joshua about Jericho. The Lord of the whole earth, the judge of the whole earth, has the power to destroy. It says, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are in? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. And here it is. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Do you know your judge is Jesus? Do you know your last judge is Jesus? You may stand before 50 judges, but there is one judge you will stand before, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the judge of the whole earth. And if you go on and read that story, he gets the only righteous people out of Sodom and Gomorrah that were there. The only righteous. It looks like there were four. Only four. And one of those didn't make it. And then he destroyed the city. He destroyed both Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed them with fire and brimstone from heaven. Jesus destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It says in John that the Father made Jesus the judge of the whole earth so that we would honor the Son. It's about time we honor the Son as the judge of the whole earth, because he's getting ready to judge it. And we don't want to be part of it. Turn with me to John 3. Now we're going to look at that judge of the whole earth. There is something wonderful about this judge of the whole earth. There is something beautiful about the judge of this whole earth. Let's go to John 3, and I'm going to begin in verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world. Do you see that? God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through his Son might be saved. Might be saved. Jesus didn't come to condemn you. You in prison. Jesus did not come to condemn you. He came to save you. He came to save you. Turn with me to John 12, verse 47. This is Jesus, and he cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. This is a man on earth. As we have studied, Jesus left all his godly abilities, all his godly powers in heaven, and came to earth as a man. He had to. He had to come as a man. It says in 1 Corinthians 15, by man, Adam, came death. By man came death. By man came the resurrection. By man came the resurrection. Because of Adam's fall, man dies. Man dies. Jesus came to fix it. Jesus came to fix what Adam messed up. Jesus came to fix it. And he did. He fixed it. Verse 44 of John 12. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. Anybody that has ever seen Jesus, you have seen the reflection of the Father. Now you know what the Father looks like. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Here, when he became a man and came to the earth, it says it right here, I came not to judge the world. I came to save the world. Jesus came to save the world. He came to save you. He came to earth to save us. He didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to put us in hell. He came to save us. It is not Jesus that is condemning you. Jesus came to save you. The judge of the whole earth, the judge of the whole earth laid down his godly powers to come down here and save us. Save us. I love what it says here. It says, I am come as a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. Are you in the dark? Do you feel like you're in the dark? Jesus can bring you out of that darkness. He is the judge of the whole earth, and he can be your judge. And Jesus judges with mercy. And Jesus judges with his own blood. And Jesus judges with his crucifixion. And Jesus judges with his resurrection. His judgment brings you out of darkness. It takes away the sin. It takes away the darkness. It takes away. That's the man that came to save you. That's your judge. That's your judge. I heard from someone a couple weeks ago. They said that we in the prisons here, the ones that are in here for a long time, have no hope. There is hope. There is hope. And his name is Jesus. There is hope. Jesus doesn't abide by the law. Jesus does not have to do what the judges say. Jesus is the last judge. Jesus is the judge of the whole earth. What Jesus says goes. How many of us have been condemned and Jesus had the last say and they weren't condemned? We weren't condemned. Doctors condemn us. Jesus, the judge of the whole earth, has the last say. He has the last say. Jesus, the judge of the whole earth, has the last say. Amen. And what he says is over any judge and over any doctor and over any wife and over any husband and over any child and over any parent. Jesus is the judge of the whole earth, and he has the last say. Say. Oh, he has the last say. I have seen judges change their mind in mid-sentence because the judge of the whole earth stepped in. I have also seen where a man refused to repent and he got 99 years. It's the judge of the whole earth. That's who we honor. That's who we humble ourselves in front of. That's who we get real honest with. I want us to turn to, let's go to Luke 24. While I was praying about this, I heard a voice say, well, I'm on death row. I got an answer for you. I have an answer for you. And one of the malefactors, Luke 24, while Jesus was hanging on the cross, one of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? That man just admitted he deserved what he got. That man just in front of Jesus admitted, I deserve this crucifixion. Oh, I can't see how any man could deserve crucifixion, but this man said he did. He said, this man, and we indeed justly, Verse 41, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. You know what Jesus was doing right there on that cross? He was paying for that man's sins. That very man that was next to him, actually both of them, he was paying for their sin. He was paying for the very reason they were on that cross. He was paying for it. He paid for yours. It does not matter what you have done. It does not matter what you have done. Jesus paid for all. You say, but you don't know what I did. God does, and God's the one that put it on the body of Jesus. There is hope. There is hope. The judge of the whole earth has his say. If you will go to him. If you will go to him. Verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today. Now this is why Jesus is hanging on the cross. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That man got saved hanging on the cross. That man got saved hanging on the cross. You know what? The Romans could kill his body, but they couldn't kill his soul. They couldn't kill his soul. Who takes care of the soul? The judge of the whole earth. The judge of the whole earth. If you are looking at death, go to the judge of the whole earth. They may get your body. They may, but they can't have your soul. You can meet Jesus the moment you die. He will be standing there waiting for you if you go to him, and you will walk into heaven justified. That is the power of our judge of the whole earth. That is the power of the gospel. He paid for it all. All. He paid for it all. And he has mercy. And it says in Romans 10, if anybody that calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Shall be delivered. Have you ever called on him? Have you ever gone to him? There is hope. There is nothing impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing. I love, R.W. Shambach has one of the most beautiful testimonies. He was preaching in a tent in, I think it was New Jersey. And he was in New Jersey preaching at a church. And while he's preaching, this woman walks up the aisle while he's talking. And he's thinking to himself, here we go. And she walks up to him and she says, sir, she said, I've never interrupted a service before. And he's thinking in his head, and I'm the first. But she said, excuse me. She said, my son is on death row. And he is to die at midnight. She said, I know. I'm his mother. I know. I know he didn't do it. He didn't do it. She said, I think it was 10 o'clock, she said, because it was 20 minutes, they are going to kill him. He's going to die. R.W. Shambach stopped the meeting. He said, everybody, let's pray. He didn't know what to pray. He had no idea what to pray. You know what he did? He started praying in tongues. That's what Romans 8 tells us. When we don't know how to pray, pray in tongues and let God pray through you. Oh, I pray in tongues more than anything else because I don't know what to pray. But the will of God prays through me. They prayed in tongues. And then R.W. Shambach toward the end stopped and he said, Lord, Lord, let the real killer confess. Let the real killer confess. They got 20 minutes. 20 minutes. The meeting ends. He goes to his hotel. He gets up the next morning, he goes down to get some breakfast. He gets the newspaper, front line newspaper. What do you call that?
The headline.
Man confesses, the man confesses the man is set free from the gas chamber. In California, the Holy Ghost got a hold of the real killer. He called up the police station at the last minute and he said, "You're killing the wrong man. You're killing the wrong man." And he started giving them details of what really happened, and they halted the execution. They halted it. You know what? They got him. He came in. They questioned him. They let the guy go. That is the God of the whole earth. But you say, "I'm guilty." Jesus took your sin. Jesus already paid for it. Jesus paid for that sin. You don't have to pay for it if you've got faith. You don't have to pay any more for it if you have faith in what Jesus did for you on the cross. I love it. A dear friend of mine, son, had to go in front of the lawyer. He had several indictments. He had several things that he was being accused of. And the lawyer said, "Okay, we're going to go down through these. Glory be to God." And he named off one. And you know what Mama said? "Jesus died for that." Lawyer looks at her. He names the next one off. She said, "Jesus died for that." Everyone that he read, she said, "Jesus died for that." You know what happened when he went in for the judge, in front of the judge? The judge said, "Probation. Probation." Not only that, he got to go back to his job. He got to go back to the things he was doing. That is the judge of the whole earth. We have a judge that gets the last word. We have a judge that has the last word. We have a judge that paid for the sin, that paid for us in hell, and he gets the last word. Do you hear me? He gets the last word. Jesus gets the last word. They say you're going to die. The judge of the whole earth gets the last word. And he already paid for that sickness. He already paid for that sickness. He gets the last word. I want to just finish and let's go to, I think it's Luke 10. Luke 18. It says, "And Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." You need hope? It's right here. It says, "There was in the city a judge who feared not God and regarded not man. There was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, 'Avenge me at my adversary.' And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, 'Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow won't shut up, because this widow troubleth me, I'll avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she wears me out.'" Do you hear? And Jesus said, "Hear what the unjust judge says." He said, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" Open your mouth and get to the judge of the whole earth. Open your mouth and get to the judge that can forgive you of your sin, no matter what you have done. No matter what you have done. He died with that sin on his own body. He went to hell with that sin on his body. He paid for you in hell with that sin on his own body. That's the judge. That's the judge of the whole earth. That's the judge you run to. That's the judge that you cry out to. And you continue to cry out until he is so fed up with you, he fixes it. Oh, it works. It works. Do you want that? Do you want that hope? Do you want the judge of the whole earth to come and save you? That's what he said he came for, to save you. To save you. How do you do that? Pray this prayer first with me. Get him in your heart so that he can save you. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Take over because I messed it up. And you know what? He will. He will. Lead me. Guide me. Fix me. Oh, he loves to fix. I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. This young man that came out of prison yesterday, I told God, I knew it was a sovereign act of God. I knew it was God that did it because they didn't expect that to happen. You know what I told God? I said, now that you got him out, you never do anything halfway. Fix him. Fix him so he doesn't do it again. Fix him. That is our God. That is our judge. Jesus can fix it. He can deliver. He can heal. He can go into the situation and clean it all out. He can deliver us. Mothers, you got that child that's on drugs. You got that child on the street. You get to cry unto the judge of the whole earth. And he will go get them. I've seen it. He will go get them. Don't you stop crying to Jesus. Amen? Anybody need delivered? What are you all running away for? I give thanks, Jesus, I thank you. I give thanks, Father, I thank you. I give thanks, Jesus, you are the judge. You are the judge of the whole earth. I give thanks, Jesus, you are the judge of the whole earth. I give thanks, Jesus, you are the judge of the whole earth. I give thanks, Jesus, you have the last say. The gospel has the last say. I give thanks, Jesus. I give thanks. I give thanks now. I give thanks. I give thanks, Jesus. You have the last word. I give thanks, Jesus. You have the last word. I give thanks. You're the judge of the whole earth. You have the last word. I'm praying for some of you out there. Jesus, you have the last word. You have the last word. I give thanks, Jesus. You have the last word. I give thanks, Jesus. You have the last word. I give thanks. Your children saying, I will never. Well, guess what? Jesus has the last word. Jesus has the last word. You hear that, children? Jesus has the last word. He has the last word. Amen. I give thanks. Jesus, you have the last word. And your word is deliverance. And your word is healing. And your word is justification. And your word is prosperous. And your word is healed. And your word is at peace. That's your word. That's the judge of the whole earth. That's the last word. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You heal these that need healing right now. Father, I thank you that you deliver those that need deliverance. I give thanks. I give thanks, Jesus. You have the last word. That one that is on drugs now, I pray for you right now. I break the power of the devil over you. I break that power. I break that devil over you now. I break that devil over you now. I command that spirit to leave. I command it. Jesus has the last word. I command that spirit out in Jesus' name. I command that spirit out. I command that spirit out. I command that spirit out. Yes, I command that spirit out right now. I command that spirit out. I command it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command that spirit out. In Jesus' name, I get thanks. I get thanks, Jesus. I thank you. I get thanks. I get thanks, Jesus. I get thanks. I get thanks. Amen. Amen. Every time I do that, I get the email. I love it. I get thanks. Anybody need assistance? Everybody's okay? I get thanks, Jesus. Time to get rid of your fear. Let's go home and let's get rid of the fear. You know, God is just dealing with me that, go on, Kathy, go on, go on, go on. And I have to stop saying, but. Go on. Amen? See you next week.